Hello and welcome to Vision, Intention, Belief and Expectation. Yes, the secret vibe. Vibe is an acronym for all of the aforementioned. Lovely to have you here. Grab your beverage. A big and huge welcome to the newcomers. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Tribe and my current people. You know that I love you. Today's episode, I want to talk about commitment. I want to talk about things that you should take into consideration when looking for that commitment. Because as ladies, as women, we can fall short in these areas and often fall into masculine energy as opposed to feminine energy when especially you find your body clock ticking. Tick, tock, tick. Talk. And unaware, unassumingly, unwittingly, you can exude a vibe of desperation and it will send him running. So let's talk about commitment and the issues that as women we have in this area. So instead of trying to lasso a guy, you know the old movies with the cowboys? I haven't watched a Western movie for a very long time, but they would take out the lasso and they would swing around their heads in that circle and throw it around the wild horse and drag it, you know, it would kick its heels into the air and drag it, basically screaming towards it and capture it and take dominion over it. Some of your women are like that, but you're doing it obviously not literally, but you're doing it right. So instead of trying to lasso or hook a guy, you've got to change your style, you've got to change your approach. Because when it comes to commitment, a guy has to lasso himself to you. He has to want to attach himself to you. He has to hook himself. And all you have to do is be still in your femininity, in your radiance, in your warmth, and just be a joy and fun to be around. Embrace being your charming self. And then from that place, you can now just throw the rope and allow him to just entangle himself in it and fall and fall for you, literally. He'll get tangled up in it, okay? When you just focus on being all of that for yourself. Now, I believe that deep down, men want to be your knight in shining armor. Men want to be that deeply chivalrous guy that wants to run to the rescue and to protect you. But they want to have the kind of woman that they can be like that for. They want the kind of woman that they can cherish. Don't you know that men want these things? They want the kind of woman that they can feel as if they'd do anything for. So just like a woman wants to please a guy, it's her natural instinct to please her guy. It's a guy's natural instinct to want to pursue you. So like I shared in my book, She's Got That Vibe, which was the first book that I penned, available on Amazon. The pursued cannot be the pursuer. You can't have both at the same time. So if you want to be pursued, stop doing the chasing. Stop doing the pursuing. And allow a man to win you over. Allow a man to fall under your spell. And you do that by simply focusing on your radiance. You see, when you do that, you stand out as different. And when you stand out as different, it evokes curiosity in a man. You know, men are curious. They like to feel like, something challenging, mentally stimulating about this woman. I like that feeling. And they want to know. They want to know. So if you're that kind of woman who goes out of your way to perhaps cook a man a 5-course meal early on in dating, for example, it's going to come across like you're desperate. Like you're saying, pick me, pick me. I'm great wife material. He's going to think, this one, she just wants a ring on her finger. But if you just throw him a sandwich, corned beef, something that doesn't take that much effort, delicious, but doesn't take that much effort, he's going to be thinking, hold on a minute. I've still got something to prove. I'm not quite sure how much she likes me. And that's when the challenge is on. But if you let on as a woman that you are insecure about winning him over, he will know that he has you wrapped around his little finger. And if he knows that he has you wrapped around his little finger, it's very, very unlikely that you will engender that strong chemistry, that feeling of overwhelming attraction that is necessary for him to want to marry you, much less pursue you. Because let me tell you something. Once it is obvious to a man that you are totally 100% enamored and bowled over by him, there's nothing exciting about it anymore. There's nothing exciting about you anymore. Because where is the challenge? Men like to be challenged. They like to be mentally stimulated. That is what masculine energy is about. So what is one of the most high mental challenge that a man would have resolved? Come on, ladies, you know what that is. If he finds you juicy, if he finds you totally attractive, the question in his mind is, can I get her to sleep with me? Not only can I get her, but can I maintain her attention? You see, he is pursuing you. That's pursuing energy. So when a man takes on a new relationship, it's like opening up a box for the first time. And I remember reading Sherry Argo's books, and I really love this analogy when she said, it's like opening up a jigsaw puzzle for the very first time. Now, if the puzzle is already put together, it's not exciting, is it? You know, like, where's the fun in that? But if you open up the box and a man, and I know as women that you've experienced this, you have to think and you have to strategize and you have to scratch your head. And you have to think, how am I going to put all these little pieces together? That's stimulation, right? It gets the juices going, literally. And then the man is happy because you're playing into his masculine energy. So when it comes to securing a man's interest in commitment, your best strategy is to behave as if, yes, of course you like him. However, but that you aren't that interested in tying him down. That's the best way to secure a man's interest. Because think about it, even on a sensible level, you're getting to know this person. Why would you want to tie someone down who you don't even know? Right? You want someone to love you for who you are. Right? Works both ways. So the objective is not to be aloof, just kind of understated. You see, the lower your profile, the more that he will come in for the kill, to kill his prey and to eat it. And by that I mean always be happy to see him, because you are genuinely happy to see your guy. But do not, like some women, assume the role of girlfriend. Don't assume the role of girlfriend. Because again, what are you doing? You're making him feel as if he has 100% hold over you. You're not desperate. Girlfriend, you're focused on your stuff. You're focused on what's making you radiant. You're focused on what makes you feel impassioned about life. And when you come from that place, and when you don't step into that role of assuming the role of girlfriend, he will lower his guard. And he will start to pursue you. He will lower his guard. I want you to visually think about that. You come across as disarming. You come across as not having an agenda. So he's going to show you more of himself because he wants to climb those steps to claim you, to get to know you. Therefore, he's going to invest more in you, time, effort, money, to get you, to pursue you. And the reason for that is because men are wired to protect their freedom. They're wired to protect their freedom. So when they meet you, their guard is up. But when you come across as disarming, you know, not trying to put them in a box or you in a box as boyfriend and girlfriend, that guard lowers and it lowers and lowers. So he starts off halfway kind of like, this girl's got an agenda here. She wants to get married. So the moment that you start talking about commitment and hinting about marriage, and you think you're being subtle, you're as subtle as a brick, some of you women. Or imparing that you want to take him down, the man is going to fight his freedom because you're actually validating what he's thinking anyway. The moment you start talking about kids, he'll put up a wall. Because in his mind, every woman is looking for a live one so she can plot his capture. Plot to capture him. And of course, I'm not talking about those men who are in that place where they completely know I am definitely on the lookout for a woman to settle down with. Just assume that you are the rule. You're not the exception to the rule. You know, when I wrote my book, She's Got That Vibe, don't be surprised when I tell you that many men read my book. They would tell me, I said, why did you read my book? I said, you know, we're just spying. I just want to know. They're spying, okay? I just want to know what you told the ladies. What information did you divulge? What secrets did you divulge? As I've mentioned on many occasions, I used to manage over 120 men. I was the only female for over 10 years working in that environment. They wanted to know what were the chapters in my book? What were the 10 biggest mistakes that women make that turn men off? They wanted to know if I was right, if I'd hit the nail on the head. And they would read it and they would come back and they'd nod their head and they'd say, Valerie, all right, you got us. Okay. You've got us. So if you want to find out what that is, my book is on Amazon. She's Got That Vibe. Check it out. So why did I write She's Got That Vibe? One of the reasons is because I myself was in a dilemma. So confused about all the relationship advice that I was receiving. Didn't know, was this the way to go or not the way to go? Conflicting advice. Until God stepped in, showed me the light. Through a diagram that I created called the Queen Diagram. So if you go to my website, valerieacampbell.com/queen, you will see that diagram and it will shed light. A lot of women have said that has been a huge eye opener for them. And all of the horrible advice about how a woman should negotiate a relationship was so confusing. So whether it's exclusivity that you're looking for, or getting engaged a year later or a couple of years later, the conventional wisdom is, don't put your cards on the table and tell him you want a relationship. I mean, as if he doesn't already know, right? In other words, get busy on the fast track. This, the so-called experts say, will save time and cut to the chase so you can know going in whether or not he's marriage-minded, right? Not so fast. Men have actually got a name for this and they call it the talk. And it is, in their eyes, the first sign of trouble. And here are some of the things that women say during dinner or pillow talk within the first couple of months that indicate this to men. So men, if you're listening in, you know that, don't you? The dreaded talk. Like, where is this relationship heading? Ladies, you know you've asked that question, right? Where's this relationship heading? You know, where do you see us in the future? You know, do you want to settle down? I'd love to have children. Do you ever see yourself getting married? I'm looking for security. What are you looking for? Here's another one. I don't want to waste my time in a dead-end situation. My clock. My body clock is ticking. Wow. For a guy, this is way too obvious. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with wanting those things. Nothing wrong with wanting those things. But allow the man to take the lead. Know what you want. Absolutely. Know what you want. Allow the man to take the lead. In other words, let him pursue you and reveal to you if he is a match to what you want. Not because he's going to pretend and say that he wants these things, because you've asked all of these questions. You've got charlatans out there that will want to hear you say all of these things and fit themselves as a mold to get into your life, hit the cookie and run. You want the relationship to develop organically. Pace the relationship. Because when you start browbeating a guy like that, you think that you're subtly beating around the bush or helping to move things along. But to a guy, it's way too obvious. Well, think about that one. Because the moment that you ask the question, where do I stand? Where is this headed? You have just given up your power. Your power gets lost the minute you started asking these questions, because you've just told him in no uncertain terms that the terms of the relationship are now his to dictate. And let me tell you, if it happens too soon, he will usually feel he's being coerced into a plan that is no longer his. He's no longer taking the lead. Even just a couple of those questions are enough to allow the alarm bells in his head to go off. Pop, 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 pop. He'll start planning his escape. And he won't show it. Only after he sleeps with you. Might stick around for a few months, you know. But if you've told him that you won't waste your time in a dead-end relationship, or that you want to be married within a year, all you've done is tell him you're someone that he needs to get away from. You've shown him an agenda. You see, it's all about how it's perceived by the man when it happens too soon. I'm coming back to that point. Never let a man feel like he has 100% hold over you. Because your power gets lost the minute you start asking these questions too soon in a dating courtship situation. Because as soon as a man has his fence up, his guard up, he's not going to fall in love with you, because it's up. He's protecting his freedom. He's guarded against you. You haven't disarmed him. So the only way he's going to get attached is if you lower his guard first. And it's not by packing those punches. Think about it physically. If someone starts packing punches, what are they going to do? They're going to put their guard up, right? Think about boxing. They're going to put their guard up. Same principle. Think about it this way. Imagine you're out. Yeah, you're just at a bar. And a guy approaches you. If a guy hits on you and comes on too strong, the chances are you're not going to look at that as a compliment, are you? You're going to think, this guy is not really about me. He just seems like he just wants to... he just wants to... need I say it? And so you're not going to take it as a personal compliment to yourself. You're going to feel like you're just an object. You know, his testosterone is high and he just wants to let off. And anything in a skirt will do. Because the guy is being so obvious And so what's going to happen? What do you think that you'll do? You're going to immediately, you're going to raise your guard, aren't you? You're going to find him so distasteful that you're just going to walk away from him. Right? You're not going to want anything more to do with him. Well, this is exactly how men approach commitment and marriage. They feel like most women would marry anything just for the sake of marriage. So when you bring it up, or you seem, or should I say, when you seem too fixated on him, on securing a serious relationship with him from the get-go, you get categorized as having an agenda, and it doesn't feel personal about him. And then his interest in you would literally just go out the window. So don't come across like that. You know, when a woman rushes in too quickly in that pursuant mode, the man's going to assume that you couldn't possibly be interested in me. He's going to look at this separate fantasy that you have, and you're superimposing that on himself. That is the idea of a relationship, the idea of a marriage that you're attracted to. But if a man, on the other hand, has to take his time to win you over slowly, bit by bit, and unpack you like that box, that puzzle that I mentioned, put the pieces together, unveil who you are, you know, remove the onion skin and peeling it away. Now that feels good to him. He'll think that you're falling in love with who he is. He wants to feel like he's won the girl that he can cherish. He wants to feel like you're that special person who isn't easy to be obtained. And will feel special to him because it wasn't easy to get you. So therefore, he feels privileged that you've let him into your world, that world that you're so passionate about, that you exude radiance through because you're so focused on being your authentic self. And when you do that, guess what? You attract authentic love, because that's what he wants too. So, if this has touched a nerve somewhere, if it's like a penny has dropped and you just think, you know what, I really need help in this area, and you need your vibe checked, then reach out to me at